We talked about what colours we should wear when it's hot to keep us cool. Is there an answer to this? We said white. Stephen Fry said it doesn't matter, and apparently, of course, he knows everything. Elderly Spanish women say black. So what's the scoop, Billy Boop? On the line now is Dr. Peter Vakusic. He's a lecturer in physics at Exeter University and specialises in the relationship between light and material. Good afternoon, Peter. Is it or is it not better to wear light colours in the summer to keep us cool?
Well, the answer is yes, but with certain limitations.
Oh, I knew there'd be limitations.
Well, namely, if you want to stay cooler while out in the sunshine, you know, you should wear whiter or lighter or even silvery type of clothing. The science of it is pretty straightforward, really. The sun delivers radiant energy to us in the form of mainly visible light that we can see, and infrared light and ultraviolet light, amongst others, that we can't. Now, something which has a dark or a black surface is actually absorbing most or all of the visible light that meets it, because it reflects very little off that surface and into our eyes. That's in fact what's making it black. Now, if this energy is absorbed in dark clothes, it raises the temperature of the clothes, and this in turn makes it more difficult for the wearer to lose their own body heat, and therefore we or the wearer would feel warm or hot. Conversely, you see, white clothing absorbs far, far less of this light and the radiant energy, and it will suffer much less from the associated heating.
So Stephen Fry says there is no definitive answer to the question, what colour is better to wear to keep cool in the summer? Is he getting out of it with the word definitive there, do you think?
It's all in the fine detail. You know, into the mix of what I've just said, we should chuck two other things, and it's clear that these are pretty important. One important thing is whether the white clothing, you can wear the whitest suit you like, but if it does not allow means for your own body heat to escape, then you're going to feel very, very warm, regardless how suit you want, how white.
So technically, Stephen is right again.
Always. He's never wrong, that.
Oh, my goodness. So what about the lighter colours, light blues, greens? Are they beneficial in any way?
It depends on the shade, really, and also on the related effect of whether air can get through the material or up your trouser leg, down your shirt sleeve type of thing, and take your body heat away. It's actually the physics of it, the science of it, is actually a really complicated issue.
Oh, let's not get into that. I'm only a disc jockey. What about tightness of clothing? You touched upon it now. I understand it's got to be loose and of natural fibres. Tight and white, still hot. Tight and black, forget it. You could be on your back. What do we need to do?
Well, a lot of it has to do with letting our own body heat escape, in addition to handling the heat, the energy that the sun gives us. For this reason, really, loose-fitting, lightweight clothing that's relatively breathable is generally recommended. For instance, light cotton is pretty good for that. But it's really important to remember that in conditions of very bright sunshine, it's always best to use quite a dense weave, really, because this will minimize the risk of exposure, you know, to harmful UV radiation, UV light, that sometimes actually, though people don't realize it often, gets through the light weave cloth itself.
Yes, I've been burnt through many tops, seriously, especially on the golf course. So is there a bright future for summer clothes? I understand that something is happening over in Japan.
Oh, there's always something happening there. There's actually, you know, some pretty amazing and exciting development work being done in this physics of clothing area. And much of it is based on understanding how, you know, light, sunlight, interacts with matter. So most coloured surfaces are pigment or dyed. That's what gives them the colour. But often control of colour and control of appearance, control of thermoregulation, really, is unrelated to pigment. And an example of that is the transparent film of a soap bubble. It can actually be coloured, can't it? Examples are morpho blue butterflies, iridescent peacock's tails, and all of those are coloured. In other words, they manipulate light because they have ultrafine, fine structures in them that do the manipulating and that reflect certain wavelengths, certain colours explicitly.
So you're not going to tell me someone has designed clothing that can actually do this depending on what angle you look at it and what angle the sun is shining?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my God. So what you're saying then is not tight and white.